This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump again touted progress on a coronavirus vaccine Friday, telling a news conference that as soon as a vaccine is approved, widespread distribution will begin immediately. Speaking at the White House, the president said distribution would begin within 24 hours after notice, adding that he expects to have enough vaccines available for every American by April.
As part of Operation Warp Speed, my administration's manufacturing all of the most promising vaccines in advance. And actually, it'll be fairly long in advance. As soon as a vaccine is approved, the administration will deliver it to the American people immediately. Distribution will begin within 24 hours.
As of now, there are several trials underway around the world, but a safe and effective vaccine has not been produced. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has said a viable vaccine might not be ready until the middle of next year. European nations from Denmark to Greece have announced new restrictions on Friday to curb surging coronavirus infections in some of their largest cities, while Britain is considering a new national lockdown. Asked about the possibility of a second wave, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said that it was almost inevitable the country would see a new round of infections.
There's no question, as I've said for several weeks now, that we could expect, and we are now seeing a second wave coming in. We've seen it in France, we've seen it in Spain, across Europe. It's been absolutely, I'm afraid, inevitable that we would see it in this country.
Officials announced restrictions in Madrid, where residents will need a reason to leave their neighborhoods. The long-awaited restrictions affect around 860,000 people. This is VOA News. Israel has entered a second nationwide lockdown on Friday at the onset of the Jewish High Holy Days season. Reuters' Adam Reed reports.
The country's initial lockdown was imposed in late March and eased in May as new coronavirus cases tapered off, reaching low single-digit numbers. But in the past week, new cases have reached daily highs of over 5,000, and Israeli leaders now acknowledge that they lifted measures too soon. The move to reimpose sweeping restrictions at this time has drawn anger from many residents already struggling because of an economic downturn. Under the new rules, Israelis must stay within 1,000 metres of home, with only a few exceptions, including commuting to work. Social distancing and limits on the number of attendees allowed at usually packed synagogues will also affect Yom Kippur, the Jewish Day of Atonement. That festival begins at sunset on September 27th.
That's Reuters' Adam Reed. The UN's top human rights body on Friday passed a resolution backed by the European Union seeking quick and enhanced scrutiny of alleged violations in Belarus by authorities under President Alexander Lukashenko. The Human Rights Council voted 23-2 with 22 abstentions on the resolution. It calls on the UN human rights chief to look into the situation of rights in the former Soviet Republic and report back by the end of the year. The 47-member body rejected 17 amendments that had sought to alter the language. The vote followed a dramatic, urgent debate in which Belarus and backers like China, Russia, and Venezuela sought to muzzle speakers like Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya, a former English teacher who placed second to Lukashenko in the country's disputed presidential election last month. The Netherlands launched a bid Friday to hold Syria responsible under international law for gross human rights violations in a case that could end up in the UN's top court. The Dutch government said it was invoking the UN Convention Against Torture and that Damascus was guilty of murder and using poison gas on its own citizens. Dutch Foreign Minister Stef Blok said in a statement the Assad regime has committed horrific crimes time after time. The evidence is overwhelming and there must be consequences. The Dutch said they decided to take action after an attempt to refer the situation in Syria to the International Criminal Court was vetoed in the UN Security Council. A down day on Wall Street with all three major indices closing in negative territory. The Dow Jones Industrials dropped 0.88%. The S&P was off by 1.12%. The NASDAQ lost 1.07%. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.